Pride event at North Hollywood Elementary School sparks tense protest, minor skirmishes. North Hollywood, California. A protest by parents and others upset about a Pride Month assembly at Satakoy Elementary School in North Hollywood turned confrontational on June 2, as protesters and LGBT advocates engaged in a tense standoff that led to some shoving and angry shouting before police formed a skirmish line to separate the sides. "It's a sad morning," Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho told Fox 11 outside the campus as dozens of parents, protesters, and others amassed outside the school on Ethel Avenue, some shouting into bullhorns or waving signs and flags. A large police presence was at the school Friday morning in anticipation of the protest by parents of the Pride Assembly, which was set to include the reading of a book about diverse and different types of families. The Great Big Book of Families, the book being read during the assembly, is approved by the district, according to Carvalho. "I think there's fairly good awareness as to what the book represents, what the book does not represent," Carvalho told reporters outside the school Friday morning. "But as I said, people today easily pick political sides and decide to stick to the political sides, while to a certain extent ignoring the reality and the truth. So there's general awareness as to what the book represents." No arrests were immediately reported, police said. But officers were forced to separate the factions gathered outside the campus as the situation intensified. As the morning wore on, the number of people slowly diminished, but some people vowed to remain throughout the day. Parents opposed to the Pride event created an Instagram page several weeks ago to express displeasure with the Pride assembly and called for parents to keep their kids home from school on Friday. But they also announced plans to conduct a protest at the campus to pass out leaflets to others about the issue. What resulted was a crowd assembled outside the school as children began arriving, with protesters wearing shirts and carrying signs with slogans such as "Leave Our Kids Alone" and "Parental Choice Matters." Some people in the crowd waved Pride flags and American flags. Parents organizing the protest said that their grievance with the assembly was not a sign of bigotry or intolerance of the LGBT community, only a statement of their belief that a Pride assembly is inappropriate for elementary school-aged children, and that parents should have the right to decide when to educate their children on the topic. "We stand with LGBTQ community in solidarity," a message posted on the organizers' Instagram page proclaimed Thursday. "Our protest is against laws. In elementary schools, kids should learn math, English, science. We want to reiterate that our protest is in no way an attack on the LGBTQ community," according to a statement on the page. "We recognize the importance of promoting equality and acceptance for all individuals. Our intention is to raise the parents' voices in wanting a say in when this topic is discussed with our kids." The organizers also posted repeated messages calling on protesters to be peaceful, calm, and respectful. Renato Lira, director of the San Fernando Valley LGBTQ Center, said in advance that volunteers with that organization also plan to be at the campus in a show of support for LGBT teachers and parents at the school. Tensions intensified. Tensions over the Pride assembly heightened this week with news that a small Pride flag that was on display outside a campus classroom was burned sometime during the weekend of May 20th to 21st, prompting a hate crime investigation by police. Organizers of the parent protest have denied any involvement with the flag burning. School officials made special arrangements allowing teachers and students to enter the Satakoy campus through a back entrance Friday, so they could avoid the turmoil occurring in front of the school. In a statement Thursday, the LAUSD insisted, "The safety of our students and our staff remains our top priority." Carvalho issued a statement Wednesday saying the district is vigorously investigating the burning of the small Pride flag at the school, calling it an unacceptable act that serves nothing more than to diminish our school community. "There is no place for hate or intolerance in Los Angeles Unified." The Los Angeles Times reported that the burned flag had been outside the classroom of a teacher who is a transgender man and who has since been removed from the school due to safety concerns. Photos of the teacher, however, were posted on Instagram pages used by some parents opposing the planned Friday Pride Assembly, the paper reported. United Teachers Los Angeles, the union representing LAW's teachers, issued a statement Wednesday saying it condemns the egregious behavior by bigoted protesters that outed the gender identity of a teacher at Satakoy Elementary. The union called actions at Satakoy another brazen attempt perpetrated by the intolerant minority to divide our communities and demean educators. We can either teach students that people and families come in all shapes and sizes, or we can choose to teach fear-mongering and hate. The protesting parents maintained that their actions are not based on hate, but on a desire to maintain parental rights over their children's education. We are parents of elementary school children, who have the right to introduce sexually explicit topics at our discretion, according to the organizer's Instagram page. We as parents have the right to introduce these topics at our discretion. Instead, we are being forced into talking about topics that should not burden our children for many years to come. Sophie Lee contributed to this report.